I think we're playing well. You know, I went in there and you know, I think we're playing well as a unit. You know, we got a lot of guys we can rotate and keep guys' legs fresh. It's minor things, you know, hand placement, footwork, just small things that we can all correct and go back to. And a lot of that is just repetition, you know, getting it in practice. And, you know, there are definitely things that we can get fixed, though. It has been a problem. You know, I think a lot of it is just, we're just not finishing. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, whether it's block release or any of that stuff, you know, we just have to make a bigger emphasis on that stuff. You know, with this week that we have off, you know, just really take a chance to go back and watch the tape and see what exactly we're doing wrong. And then as a man, go back in and make your corrections.
Right,
oh,
guys.
No doubt. You know, we have some depth in our D-line, like I said. And you know, we have guys that can, you know, step in there and not miss a beat. You know, they're going to go in there and play the tail off. You know, so I think that, you know, we definitely have the guys to get the job done. I think a lot of it is just to go back and work on our film study and really write down, you know, things that we need to correct and things that need to get fixed now. So I'll take you through it. So I read it. You're supposed to read it 2-1 inside out. So you know you give that presence in that D gap and then you get out late. Well, by the time I got out there, you know, it was too late. He was already dipping and getting around the corner, and you know, unfortunately, he did block the kick. When you're in a crucial time in the game like that, and you know, you're getting lined up, and you know, the kicker's already walking back to his spot. You know, it's just one of those things, you know, you kind of have to have a sense of urgency to hurry up and get set so you can make those adjustments to get ready for the snap. You know, I didn't look back to see where the snapper was or where the holder was. So, and that's one of those things that I need to pay attention to is, you know, just take a glance back, see where he's lined up at, and, you know, look at Joel, see where his feet are. That way I can get it lined up properly. I mean, it happens. You know, some guys overload the middle, some guys overload the edges. It's just one of those things where, you know, they brought just enough pressure on that side. Try to read it inside out. You know, by the time I got out, the guy was already around the corner. I had one hand on him, but it wasn't enough to get enough pressure on him. He was already on the backside. So if anything, it would have been a holding. You know, and that's the last thing you want to do on that. But, you know, a lot of it just came back to technique. You know, like I said, I went back and watched the clip, and then I went back also and watched the New Orleans clip, and you know, it was the same thing. I was just too tight in my alignment. But, you know, those things have been fixed now, so. And we're all squared away. From the social media to my family and friends, and it was really rough. You know, I had to turn my phone off. You know, it was rough on me as it was, but you know, like I said, those things have been fixed. You know, nobody wants to you know, give up a crucial block kick like that in the game. You know, but it's one of those things that happen. You know, it's been fixed, and you know, we're moving forward.